أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الله يرفع بهذا الكتاب أقواما ويضع به آخرين، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. We have been very, very fortunate that once more in our lives Allah has blessed us with this very great month of Ramadan. And as in this ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says that the month is also so great, and that Allah revealed the Quran Sharif also in this month. The Quran Sharif is a great, great gift of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. May Allah make it that we pass this month in such a way, with such a connection with the Quran Sharif and with the reality of the Quran Sharif, that it comes in our heart with full conviction that this is the greatest ni'mat Allah has given us, Quran Sharif. Allah has given us Iman. Iman on the Quran Sharif, Iman on the being of Allah Ta'ala, and all this Allah has taught us through the Quran Sharif. And Allah sent it to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What a great gift of Allah Ta'ala, the coming of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, who come for the guidance of mankind, for the well-being, the goodness of mankind, not only for this very temporary world and the very limited benefits of this world, but for the real life of the Akhirah, the life of the Qabr, the life on the day of Qiyamah, and then all the great enjoyments of Jannah, and then to be saved from Jahannam. What great ni'mat. May Allah let us realize this, and also that we can detach ourselves. Ramadan is for that purpose, that the whole month is such that we are engaged with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We should be engaged, and we detach ourselves from the dunya and all the things of this dunya, and we can see things then objectively, correctly, and realize that our real life is the life of the Akhirat. And that is what we have to be preparing for. And at least the minimum, that our yaqeen comes, that the real life is the life of the Akhirat, not of this dunya. For that, the Quran Sharif is that great honorable kitab which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us to guide us towards living our lives in this world also properly. The Quran Sharif has come primarily for living our lives in this world correctly. And according to that, then, our lives of the Qabr will also be made, the lives on the day of Qiyamah, and then insha'Allah, Allah bless us all with Jannat and all the ni'mats of Jannat, and to be completely saved from Jahannam and all the azab of Jahannam. And for this, we should contemplate, like the Quran Sharif, one of the requirements is that we read the Quran Sharif properly, that is, we try our best to read it with all the adab also. And then to read it correctly also. And we should make an effort in that direction also. And then to ponder on the meanings of the Quran Sharif. And if we will do that, we will see how Allah has spelled out what the great, great ni'mat of Jannat are. And then what the terrible azab of Jahannam, how terrible that is. And this is the time now in this dunya that we have to make an effort for ourselves, our families. We love our spouses, we love our children, we want the best for them, to understand what is the best. Today we are putting them in the environments of Jahannam, in the environment of Azab, and we think we are doing good for them. We are giving them poison, and we are thinking that we are giving them a cold drink, we are giving them candy, we are giving them all other sweets and things of this dunya, whereas perhaps we are giving them poison. Okay? In the same way, the environments we are putting them in, we are thinking we are putting them in good environments which will secure their future. But if that environment destroys their future, and completely destroys it. They have the wrong beliefs. They think that the things of this dunya is everything, and we have to strive for that. Then really we have destroyed our children and we have destroyed ourselves also. So may Allah make this man that we can understand and make our attachment with the Quran Sharif. As we know, it is a universal thing that every Muslim devotes himself more to tilawat of Quran Sharif in the month of Ramadan. We all observe this month, and additional big bonus that Allah has given us in this month, where we keep our rozas also, we make our sehri, we make our iftar also. One great, great bonus Allah has given us, that the Quran Sharif was revealed in this month. That also shows that this month is so great that the Quran was revealed in it. That the Quran was revealed made this month also so great. A car, a very, very expensive car, is very valuable in the eyes of people. And when a very important person sits in the car, it makes it even more valuable. So this month, ni'ma al-raqib wa ni'ma al-markab. The conveyance also, the month of Ramadan is such, so blessed. And then the who is being conveyed, the Quran Sharif, is also so blessed. So may Allah let us make our tilawat of the Quran Sharif full in this month. The bare minimum to make one khatam of the Quran Sharif. And especially for the males, if we can, to listen to one khatam of the Quran Sharif in the Taraweeh. Taraweeh is sunnat mu'akkada for the whole month, 20 rakats of Taraweeh. And it is for the whole month, not to listen just to the Quran Sharif in 10 nights, for example, 5 nights, 15 nights, and then we feel that now our Quran Sharif is done, so we are absolved of Taraweeh also. No, Taraweeh we must still carry on, even if it is from Alam Tara. There are two separate sunnahs. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Jazahumullah Khair, has explained that Taraweeh in the whole month is sunnah for males and females also. Many females also are under the misconception that Taraweeh is not for us, it's only for men. It is for the woman also. Woman will make at home, man will make in the masjid, with jamaat, and due to the present conditions, if we are not allowed in the masjid, then we make it at home. But our Taraweeh we have to make. And the whole month we must make our Taraweeh. And to listen to Quran Sharif, where the whole Quran Sharif is a separate sunnah. May Allah Ta'ala let us observe these sunnahs. So the reading of the Quran Sharif, our attachment with Quran Sharif, may it intensify in this month. May the true value of it come. Kamman in quantity also, that we at least make one Quran Sharif khatam. And mashallah, there are so many people who make so many more khatams. And if we read in the kitabs of our elders, how they spend their Ramadan, the man also, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, many other great, great ulama and great pious people, 61 khatams in the month of Ramadan. 30 khatams every night, and every day one khatam, and then one khatam in the Quran, in namaz, 61, and many such people. Of our recent times, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayh, wrote to all his mureedin, his senior khulafa, and asked them, how much Quran did you read in this month? Hazratji, Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib rahmatullah alayh, said, I was very weak, I couldn't manage more, I only managed 61 khatams. Allahu Akbar. 61 khatams, and he says, I couldn't manage more. So we should see, this is just for encouragement. We are very, very weak, but at least our one khatam we should try and do. And mashallah, if we can do 4 or 5 khatams, 10 khatams, today also, there are ulama in our presence, they report that they make 30 khatams in the month. 28 khatams in the month, 27 khatams in the month. There are such ulama who are present with us. May Allah accept fully from everyone. So the main idea is the attachment of the Quran. And then with all the requirements, our aqidah on the Quran. that it is the kitab, it is hablullah, this the rope of Allah which Allah has put down in this world. Such a strong rope that will never break. It is so strong, lan fisamala. It will never ever break. The one end of it is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala, so to say. Allah will never let it loose. Then the other end is in our hands. Now we must hold firmly to it, to learn the Quran Sharif. At least the bare minimum of Quran Sharif, we must be able to recite it. Look inside and recite Nazara. To memorize the Quran, at least so much of the Quran we should memorize by which our namazes are made. Try and memorize Surah Fatiha that we have to do, and then at least four surahs. But Alhamdulillah, Allah reward our elders, the seniors in our towns. They have made arrangement of the makatib system. So every child learns much more than that. How lot more we can learn the Surah Yasin, for example, Tabarakalladhi, Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Surah Waqia, other surahs also, we should try and learn that also. And the surahs of the Quran, minimum from Alam Tara, otherwise from Wadduha, otherwise from Amma, the whole Supara. We should try and learn. And our yaqeen, Allah Ta'ala says, our greatest need of our life is sirati mustaqim, the straight path, the path that will take us to Allah Ta'ala. That is our greatest need, more than good health also, more than food also. We need these. These are our basic things. And may Allah make it easy for us with afiyat and salamati. And this is also a month of mawasat, month of sympathy, and it is a month in which Allah increases the rozi of a mu'min. So when Allah increases our rozi, we should try and be considerate of millions of people who haven't got food in their house, who have got nothing. And mashallah, Allah rewards so many there are Muslim individuals, organizations, and other people working in groups, especially now in the present time when people are having more difficulty with their basics of life. They are seeing, they are going out of their way and seeing to the needs of the people. This is a great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. The bare minimum we must do is make dua. And then more than that, how much we can contribute. This month Allah gives us more. And so share it also. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, on our dastarkhan for iftari, if we got 10 things there, at least set aside some of it for the poor and the needy. Whether those actual things, if there are poor people around us, send to them also. Otherwise, save that money and send that money to areas where people are in need. And people haven't got perhaps a khajur also to make iftari. One of our brothers report in one country, Burundi, he said the children make iftari and the puddles of water on the road, from there they drink the water. They haven't got even that water. We are enjoying the luxury of zamzam. Pure zamzam we are drinking. They haven't got clean water also. So we should think of all those people. And really Allah is the provider. Allah is Rabbul Alameen. He sees to everyone. And for us it is to beg of Allah Ta'ala. It is mentioned also the tasbih, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. By the barakat of this tasbih, Allah feeds the entire creation. So we should try and read this tasbih also at least once a day, 100 times every day in Ramadan, out of Ramadan also. Anyway, the Quran Sharif is a great kitab which Allah Ta'ala has given us. It is our GPS. It shows us our direction. And Allah is so merciful. Allahu Akbar. Allah created us for His ibadat. And we are here to make the ibadat of Allah. If we have done that, we have only done our duty. And we don't deserve a pay for it. But for everything, Allah Ta'ala says, I will reward you for this so much. I will reward for you this so much. In dunya, I will give you. In akhirat, I will give you. How merciful, how kind is not Allah Ta'ala. The same way, the Quran Sharif Allah gave us as a kitab of guidance. to guide us towards the right. But when we learn it, when we teach it, when we read it in a gathering, individually, when we try and practice it, Allah gives us reward on top of it. Like if somebody, we want to know directions of going to some place, we go and buy a map, for example. Now when you follow that map, that shop people, whoever, they are not going to pay us that we follow their directions. When we follow the directions which Allah has shown us, so to say Allah is paying us for that. He gives us, and what reward? One reward of Allah Ta'ala, may Allah put that yaqeen also in our hearts, is more superior than the whole world and what it contains. One subhanallah, one ayat of the Quran Sharif, one masala of deen is more superior than the whole world and what the world contains. May Allah make this the month that our yaqeen is built also. As if we will devote ourselves to the month of the basic requirements, roza in the day, our ibadat at night, taraweeh, isha, our fajr with jamaat for those, for the men, etc. And we do these things, this all will build our yaqeen also. This month Allah has made it. If we observe the month, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that we acquire taqwa. And the first step of taqwa is iman and yaqeen, to believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The end of taqwa is ihsan, that Allah brings us to that level, that whatever we do, as though Allah is in front of us. And then ikhlas becomes, so to say, automatic. Because when Allah is in front of us, we are only going to do it for Allah. When we realize the creation can do nothing for us, we do it for praises of people. Perhaps some people will praise us, but behind our backs, they speak evil again about us. So to do it for the sake of the people, to do it for worldly gain, which is also so temporary. On one occasion, Qari Abdul Hamid Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, who was the Imam in Kirk Street Masjid, he had made Qurbani for Hazrat Sheikh, his Sheikh, Ramzan, Eid time, Bakrid, he made Qurbani, and he informed Hazrat about it. Hazrat's reply is a great eye-opener, and for us to take a great lesson. Hazrat said, I became so happy that you gave me this great gift of making a Qurbani on my behalf. He said, if you spend that amount of money to send some food to me, something to drink, something to eat, etc., I should have appreciated it, I should have eaten it, but then it should have got finished. If you said, send me some clothes for it, I should have worn those clothes, and they should also get eventually finished, they should become torn, and they are now old, they are finished, but this is a gift you gave me, which will last forever. So this is a great gift that we can have, is the great of gift of deen. So this Quran Sharif which Allah has given us, one letter of the Quran, not only a word, as clearly Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, that for every letter of the Quran Sharif a person recites, he gets a hasana. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam says, I don't say that alif lam mim is one word, but if there are three separate words, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali Jazawmullah Khair has explained that for each, for Alif, for Lam, for Meem, and also this is a beautiful answer for those people who feel that if we read the Quran Sharif without understanding, then what's the use of it? It is, na'uzubillah, a waste of time. The greatest of mufassirin, the greatest of ulama, don't know the meanings of huruf e muqattaat. Some people have written what they think, but this is a meaning which only... So we all read the huruf e muqattaat in the Quran. As we are reading taasin, hameem, we are reading in the Quran Sharif, that meaning, but we are getting sawab for it. For every letter we are getting sawab, even without understanding. The same way, the whole Quran Sharif, those who don't understand the meaning, but they are also getting sawab. So the Quran, attachment with the Quran Sharif, devotion to the Quran Sharif in this month, may Allah make it is a priority in our lives. And Quran Sharif recitation, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates, to recite Quran Sharif in namaz is more superior than reciting Quran Sharif out of namaz. And reciting Quran Sharif out of namaz is more superior than tahleel, takbir, tasbih, la ilaha, the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And that is more superior than sadaqah, charity. And sadaqah is more superior than roza. And roza is a shield, it's a protection for a person. So if we take it from this side, when roza is a protection, and a person keeps roza, so he has already got protection. And or the other requirement is, we should keep roza as it is supposed to be, as it is also mentioned in the hadith. For many people, they get nothing from roza but just staying hungry. For example, we are backbiting in roza. We are lying, we are slandering, we are making other gunas, etc., then that roza loses its value. We broke the shield. But if roza is kept properly, it is a shield. When the roza is a shield for us, and then after that we give sadaqah, how great isn't that? After that we make tasbih, we make zikr of Allah, how great isn't that? After that the recitation of Quran Sharif, how great is not that? Out of Quran, in out of namaz, in namaz. It is narrated, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, that when a person listens to Quran Sharif, he gets one reward for every letter that he listens. If he reads without wudu, that is out of memory, we can't touch the Quran Sharif without wudu, we must have wudu. So out of memory a person reads, then for every letter he gets 10 sawabs. And if he reads with wudu, then for every letter 25 sawabs. So we can calculate, Surah Fatiha, ulama have written, has got 150 letters, multiplied by 10, multiplied by 25. And if we read it in namaz, in a sitting position, which refers to a nafal namaz, then for every letter 50 sawabs. And if we read that nafal namaz in a standing position, then for every letter 100 sawabs. Mujaddid al-Fisani rahmatullah alayh explains this and makes it more valuable for us to understand that our whole life's nafil ibadat, for example namazes, whole life's nafil cannot equal to two rakats of farz. Two rakats of farz is the minimum namaz, the minimum unit is two rakats, and the farz of two is in fajr. So whole life's tahajjud, ishtiraq, awwabin, salatul hajah, salatul tawbah, whole life's nafil. What sawab is it? How much Quran is read? Qiyam for Allah, sujood for Allah. And how many people their nafal namazes, how they enjoy their tahajjud. The duas they are making in their sajda, etc. How great isn't all that? But all that doesn't equal a faraz. So what is the value of a faraz? So all this sawab which is for nafal, and you read Quran in farz namaz, what is that reward? For everything, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, what great, every takbir, and Allah give us tawfiq, Allahu Akbar is said minimum 6 times in every rakat. To say at the beginning of the namaz, it is farz to say takbir, Allahu Akbar. Even if we are reading behind the imam, the imam's Allahu Akbar is not sufficient for us. When we start our namaz, we have to say our Allahu Akbar. It is a farz in that namaz. The rest of the namaz, if we don't read anything, not in our ruku, all the other takbirs we don't read, we make salam, we didn't read anything, our namaz will be made behind the imam. But our Allahu Akbar, that we have to read. And Allahu Akbar, may Allah put it into us, the greatness of Allah. How great Allah Ta'ala is. Allah is the greatest. And every command of Allah is the greatest. Now, many times we have our thunderstorms. And in our thunderstorms, sometimes that thunder it comes. And it is so heavy sometimes, that thunder. Sometimes it looks like it is right on top of us, right on the roof of our house, and and at that time also we should think, Allahu Akbar. Allah is more greater than all this also. Lightning, Today they say that it has, one lighting has got so much power, and it can power so much of our, if they capture that power, it can do so much of our work. So one lightning, and sometimes the lightning dazzles a person. How many people die of lightning? When the lightning strikes them, the animals die. Trees are burned. Buildings are burned down with the lightning. And to realize at that time, Allah is more greater than this. And on the day of Qiyamah, that greatness of Allah, every person, a person who denies Allah, who does not believe in Allah, he will also on the day of Qiyamah, he will see the greatness when Allah will present himself, what the greatness of Allah Ta'ala is. May Allah let us realize it. That great being has given us this great, great kitab. It is more superior, as it comes in the hadith, if a person has been given the Quran Sharif, and in turn it means also that anyone who has got the Quran Sharif, and we think any other thing is more superior than that, that the person is a president of the country, is a prime minister, he's a minister in the cabinet, is the most richest man in the country, the richest man in the world, a person with today all the degrees of universities, if we think that is more superior than the Quran, we have done a great injustice to the Quran. And a person himself who is a hafiz, and even if he's not a hafiz, he just knows his Surah Fatiha and he just knows Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, and he thinks something else is superior than this, he has done a great injustice. The Quran is the greatest thing. So the thing is, in this month, that Allah puts this reality. How much we will attach ourselves with Quran Sharif is a miracle of the Quran. The azmat, the greatness, the value, the true value of Quran will come into our hearts. And if we can get just that much also out of this month of Ramadan, to realize the greatest thing is the Quran Sharif. Out of all other things, in our libraries at home, we might have our personal libraries. We've got certain kitabs, books there, different Islamic kitabs also, other books also, to realize the Quran Sharif is the most superior. And whenever we put kitabs on top of the other, there also priority must be kept in mind. What is more superior must be kept higher. The Quran Sharif, for example, must be kept right on top. One time, one of our senior ustad, rahimahullah, pointed out that when he had an objection to the Muslim schools, Islamic schools, then he pointed out that time our thoughts were different. And he showed that on the books they had a pile of kitabs. And on that they had books on maths also, textbooks, science also, but Tablighi Nisab was also Fadail-e Amal. But that was somewhere in the middle, and on top of that a science textbook. On top of that a maths textbook. So he said, you can see where the values are lying. Our minds don't go to. But these people, they see the real attachment and what the value. So Quran has got the greatest value. In our homes, the adab, respect of Quran, everything. Basically, that the yaqeen of the Quran, the correct yaqeen, this is the greatest. It has shown us the correct path. It is the direct path to Allah Ta'ala. It is what we are mostly in need of for us, our children. Now, mashallah, today, those parents, the first education they give their children is Quran Sharif. They say after that they can go and learn something else. But the first is they must learn Quran Sharif. So the Quran Sharif, and this also to that it be embedded in our heart, that the Quran Sharif is the greatest, the most valuable. Nothing is more greater than the Quran Sharif. We mustn't give preference to anything else over the Quran. So, and then attachment with the Quran, to recite the Quran Sharif, and to engage with the Quran Sharif all the time. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq and work in this direction, and observe the month of Ramadan, inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq. We will try and discuss the other aspects, all the other aspects of Ramadan, but Quran, which is a great attachment with Ramadan, and the whole ummah understands this, and the whole ummah has got Taraweeh, Quran Sharif is recited. In the day, Quran Sharif, how many masajid, may Allah let masajid get open again. You see, all sitting, making door with one another, reading Quran Sharif, and the gatherings of Quran Sharif where people get together, read Quran to one another, learn the Quran, the dars of Quran, so valuable these gatherings have. May Allah bring this reality and let us understand, put in my heart and everyone, and increase us all the time with the value and the honor of the Quran, and to make it our object of life, Quran Sharif. For us, our family, our homes, Quran be recited at home, in our cars, in our businesses, everywhere there must be Quran Sharif. Allah give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah.